Yeah. Cats have their place. I appreciate the good preaching.
Amen.
And Paul said there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference in the sinner's distance from God. Paul is sin, comes short of the glory of God. There's no difference between the sinner's destiny without God. And there's no difference between the sinner's deliverance by God.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be here. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, Pastor said that prior to the last conference, I guess, the church had given maybe $4,600, somewhere thereabouts. And this year, up through last week, you've had about 12,000 come in. That's wonderful. I praise God for that. And then on Sunday, you'll be given opportunity to make another commitment to the Lord as to what God would have you to do. And so I hope you're praying that you ask God, Lord, what would thou have me to do? The Lord's never said to me, that's too much. It's always been, a little bit more. And I'm grateful to be a part of our mission program. And our church has committed over $90,000 this past year. And I'm grateful to be a part of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'll put in verse number 14. And the Bible said, if you'd like to stand, please, for the reading of the word. Paul said, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm interested in verse number 20 particularly. And Paul said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. I preached on Wednesday night about being a servant of Christ. Last night we tried to emphasize about being a good steward of the manifold grace of God. And tonight I want to center on our thoughts on the matter of being an ambassador for Christ. Amen. God did not save you just to sit, soak, and sour. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are God's representatives. Amen. We're all foreign missionaries because our citizenship's in heaven. And so it's not home missions and it's just all foreign missions. So, we're living here, but we've got home over there. Amen. And so when I got born again, I became unfit for this world, but I was fitted for another world. Praise God and the Lamb forever. So I want to talk about being an ambassador for Christ. Would you pray with us? Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for your amazing grace that saved our soul. Thank you for Brother King's good exhortation from the Word of God and our responsibility to carry the good news. I pray that you forgive us of our failures and our lack of response, and that you'd fill us with your power, and Lord, that you'd work in us and work through us, that others might come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. We thank you for the privilege of being a part of your family. Now, Lord, use us tonight the best we know how. We give ourselves to thee without any reservation. May your perfect will be done for Christ's sake. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. And so Paul said, now we've been given a ministry, and that ministry is a ministry of reconciliation. And he's gave us the word of reconciliation. And we're in him, we're in him, and we are ambassadors for Christ. Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I look at verse number 23, and he said, "For we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." But here he said, "Now we preach Christ," and could I say that's our mission? As an ambassador, we are to preach Christ. But notice again in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, and notice with me verse number 5, he said, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And so he said now in chapter 1 of Corinthians in verse 23, he speaks of Christ crucified. In chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, he speaks of Christ being glorified. And we are ambassadors. An ambassador is one who carries the glorious message of Christ crucified. Amen. Christ didn't just faint on the cross. He died on the cross. And he was taken down from the cross and placed in a borrowed tomb. But the tomb couldn't hold him. For the third day, he got up and ascended back to glory. And he said, "By the way, I've got some more news for you. I'm coming again." And he didn't leave us without a message. We are ambassadors for Christ. Christ died for our sins, was buried. The third day he arose, and he lives in us, and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for us. Amen. I'm so glad for that. Amen. And so we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I'm grateful that he intercedes for us. But he left me here to be an ambassador of him. Amen. What a great privilege that is, to be a child of King, but to be ambassador for Christ. Now, ambassador is a representative living abroad. That's what we are. We're representative living abroad. We're promoting the interest of him. We're promoting the interest of our homeland. While absent from home, it is a responsibility of an ambassador to bear the dignity and to bear the honor of representing him. In this foreign land that we're living in. And so we ought to be good ambassadors. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6, he said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." But notice also verse 7. He said, "For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Now, the greatest heritage is this, is placed into the weakest vessel. We're ambassadors of Christ, but we have, our human weakness presents no barrier to the purpose of God. Hello, y'all in the building? I'm saying it's important that the vessel be clean. More important than the vessel be clean than to be clever. Oh yeah. And the Bible did say, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord in Isaiah 52:11. So consider with me, if you would, please. First of all, I want to speak just a little bit about the merits of an ambassador. We are ambassadors for Christ. We're found in Christ. The merits. We have no merits of our own. But he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to say this. If you didn't get changed, you didn't get saved. Y'all all right? I can tell you about the time, and I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by his marvelous grace. And he changed my life. Amen. And he's still changing me to be more like. He's wanting to do what? Conform me to the image of his dear son. He's predetermined that. He hadn't predetermined to send anybody to hell. Oh, yeah. There's some folks that got, listen, they got a vast empty space between their ears up here. And they think God's predestinated some go to hell. No, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I'm saying this, we have, listen, the first credentials are what we obtained in Christ. We're in him, and which is manifest in a new nature. Amen. You love the things that God loves. You love God's house. You love God's word. You love God's people. Amen. You love the matter of assembling together. Yes, sir. I'm saying, somebody said today, you know, we've had this shutdown, and I'm a little bit afraid we're going to lose some folk along the way. I think they've already lost them. Amen. They never did get in to start off with. Amen. They're just running a little show up there to make out like they're religious. I'm saying there's a new nature. We have a nature like Antichrist. Amen. We pass from death into life. Well, we wasn't sick and needed a doctor. We were dead and we needed life. And he saved our soul and gave us a brand new nature. It's a nature like Antichrist. But there will be a new love in our heart. And we know we pass from death into life because we trip up old men as they try to cross the street. No. We know we pass from death into life because we love the brethren. We like to be with God's people. Amen. And it's not a drudgery. It's not the matter of having to go. I get to go. And so there's a new love and there's a new desire. I want to please him. Before I got saved, I read the Bible. But since I've been saved, the Bible has been reading me. And I find this. I find that sometimes our appetite for spiritual things has become a little bit dull. And the Spirit of the living God who dwells every believer. So I said, well, did you receive the Holy Ghost since you believe? I said, no, I received him when I believed. And the Romans chapter 8, verse 9, he said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his. In verse 14, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Holy Spirit's not an influence. He's a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. There's some folks who say, I don't believe in the Trinity. Oh, I believe in the Trinity because it's in the Bible. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when you got saved, he moved in. And he sealed you unto the day of redemption. There's no getting out of that. So there's a new nature, a new love, a new desire. And then there's a we represent a new master. Before we got saved, we're a child of the devil. Amen. Amen. You said, I don't like that. Well, that's the truth. Before you got saved, you're a child of the devil. But when we got saved, we got a brand new father. He's my heavenly father. And he loves me. Amen. I'm saying this. We represent a new master and a new homeland. We're ambassadors. And that's the merit. And so we rejoice that heaven is our fatherland. Heaven. We're not going to a little cabin in the corner of glory land. We're not going to be moving into a little apartment. Oh, no. We're going to be living on Main Street. Hey, are you listening? There'll be no vacancy sign hanging out in glory. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare, I'll come again. So don't be troubled about somebody to believe in. If you believe in God, believe also in me. And he said, don't be troubled about a place to live in. If I go and prepare it, I'm going to come again. He said, don't be troubled about a promise to rest in. He said, if I go, I'm going to come again. And then said, don't be troubled about a place to live in. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. Don't be troubled about a path to walk in. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We're ambassadors for Christ. We're representing the homeland. It pleased God to leave us down here. Are you listening? He left us down here. And so we're just strangers and pilgrims away from home. We're not a vagabond without a home. We're just pilgrims and strangers away from home. And our citizenship's in heaven, and we're on our way home. And by the way, I believe that could be real soon. You talk about a mission field. America is being overtaken by communism. And by the way, I'm not a prophet of doom, but buddy, it's serious business. It's serious business. But I'm reminded that God's still in charge. They said, well, now if you're going to buy a cell of freight, you're going to have to take the chip. I'm going to tell you, the arm's not long enough to reach me when that chipping business comes along. I'm going to be, hallelujah, I'm going to be in heaven with my heavenly Father. I'm going to be at home. Amen, amen. But we're ambassadors. We're representing Him. We're living in a foreign land. This world is no friend of grace. And it's getting worse every day we live. I better not go there because I've got to get into too deep. But I'm saying to you, this is it's a wretched, wretched day. And everything is bent on expelling God out of everything. They don't know reference to God. But I'll tell you, they might not want any reference to God, but He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. Amen. It's not the Democratic Party, no, or the Republican. Hey, God's in charge. I'm saying, but we're ambassadors for Christ. What a wonderful privilege. And so we're on our way home. So the merits of the ambassador. Then consider with me, secondly, the manners of the ambassador. In 2 Corinthians 5, and notice with me verse number 6. In 2 Corinthians 5, I'm reading verse number 6. He said, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And so here's the manners. We're representing His interests down here. And so my old pastor used to say to me, don't get your stakes driven down too deep, because we could be checking out before morning. Amen. And I'm grateful. I'm encouraged by that to realize, hey, we're not looking. We're not looking for holding the ground. We're looking for the Lord to come to take us home. It's a blessed hope, but we're here. And so we're to be good. We're representing His interests down here. And so he was hated, and you're going to be hated too. And so he was reproached, and you'll be reproached too. And so we don't like it. We don't like it, but it's getting worse every day. Amen. And those folks just soon kill you as to look at you. And so I said, when this so-called coronavirus broke out, I said, there's not enough hand wash in the world and not enough precautions to take to keep yourself safe. But we have one living on the inside. And we have one sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And He is our protection. And I don't think we ought to be foolish. I don't think we ought to tempt God. But we ought to recognize that we live and move and have our being in Him. Amen. And so we're representing His interests. I'm here not representing a religious clique. I'm not here representing a group of preachers. I'm here representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm an ambassador for Christ. Now, notice with me thirdly, and let me say just a word. Notice verse number 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. He said, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be acceptable of Him. And so I see the motive of the ambassador for Christ. The ambassador is representing his country among foreign people. And so we're in a hostile environment. And you understand that our world is governed by the God of this world. And it's controlled by the powers of darkness. But I'm mindful also that this world's principles are evil and its practices are sinful and its propaganda is opposed to the kingdom that we represent, but we're to still be good ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not compromise and try to fit in such environments. I'm sorry tonight to have to say, but you know as well as I do, that there's churches across America that once stood for the fundamentals of the faith that has compromised, that has cut corners, and has let up in a matter to impress a crowd or to build a following. Hey, I'd rather have 3 in a phone booth and have the power of God than to have 1,500 without the power of God. Hey, you ought to be faithful to this book. God, give us this book. And he hadn't changed his mind. We do what? We're to preach the word of God. Sinners are lost without God, and we're to be a good representative. We must not compromise to fit in such an environment. We set our sights with singleness of eye to please him who hath called us out of darkness into the kingdom of light. We're to be good ambassadors for Christ. And so notice with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's look at verse 14 and verse number 15. And so he said, for the love of Christ, Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which should they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We're to live for Christ. Not just on Sunday, not just on special. Hey, we live for Christ day by day. Each day I live, I'm to live for Christ. I'm God's representative. I'm to live unto God. Our sole function is to represent the interests of a sovereign God. We're representing God. We belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. He belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. And so I'm saying for the entire duration of our stay here in this country until we're recalled home, we're to be good ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our service is with a single eye to the glory of the risen Lord. And I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, whether you be a missionary going to a foreign land or whether you be a missionary in the States, we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our goal is that God would be glorified in all that we do and say. And by the way, it's not to impress another missionary or to try to build a name, but it's to exalt his name. He deserves all the glory. Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory, saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. So I see the ministry of the ambassador. Verse 18, notice what he said. He said, for all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's our ministry. And in order for an ambassador to convey a message, are you listening? He must know the mind of the sovereign state. That is, he's got to stay in touch with headquarters. He's got to talk with God. He's got to walk with God. He has something to tell. It's from the homeland. It's from the heart of God. And so we must keep a constant contact with home. The line of communications has got to be kept open so there's no confusion and no uncertainty as to our position, where we stand, and what our goal is. Amen? Listen, I know if you're starting a church, you'd like to see it blossom overnight, but it normally doesn't happen that way. It might just be swelling. Could I tell you, we all want to see progress, and we all want to see growth, but you better let God do it. You better be available to God, but it's God that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so I'm saying we represent His government. We serve through Christ to convey His wishes and His will and His word, and the work we do is to please Him and not please others. Well, I'd like others to be pleased, but He's first in line to please Him. The words we express have the authority of His commands. The will which we express has the authority of the throne of God behind it. Amen. And so don't let the devil tickle your ears and whisper in your ear and accuse you of a wrong motive. I'm saying he's always at business accusing the mind. Attacks the mind, accuses our motive in order to alter our mission. But our mission is to be a good ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice with me verse 20 again, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. And so I see the message of the ambassador is carried on for Christ. That message that you're going to take to that mission field, that's a message that comes from God, and it's to be carried for Christ. Amen. 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 I believe that God, the Holy Spirit, does the calling. The church does the separating. God, the Holy Ghost, does the calling. And we're answerable to God first, and to the church second. Mission agencies are good and important and a great help to missionaries, but they're no substitute for the local church. We're ambassadors for Christ. And so our loyalty is to Him. We confront the powers of darkness. We face the enmity of the wicked. We represent God in a scene of rebellion. We carry the message of reconciliation. It's an urgent message to sinners. And by the way, it's the only message that'll keep sinners out of hell. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm saying, God help us to be good messengers as ambassadors of Christ. Notice with me again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. He said in verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may give an account, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And so as an ambassador, we are, here's the manifestation of the ambassador. It's going to be at the beam of judgment. It'll be when we stand before God. Amen. And by the way, the person that it might appear to be a great success on a mission field or any other part of the world might not be in front of the line at the judgment seat. It might be that struggling ministry over there that no one ever heard about, and much doesn't seem like much was accomplished. But I'm telling you, we're not home yet. And God keeps sacred records. And somebody said, you know, if they don't do it this way, you know, they're not right. I'm right and they're wrong. Could I say to you, won't you keep that information to yourself? If we're following Christ now, we ought not just try to rub people the wrong way. Somebody said, well, that rubs that cat the wrong way. Well, turn the cat around. It's a matter of recognizing this, that we represent the King of Kings, the Lord. We're ambassadors for Christ. We have a royal position as ambassador of Christ. It's a matter of I've been in situations where when I pastored and everybody else knows how to do it, you know. Everybody else knows what you should have done, but they didn't tell me in time. I've already done it. I'm trying to tell us that this we're the manifestation. The ambassador will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Now, notice with me the mortality of the ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5:1, notice what it said. He said in 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 8, notice what he said. He said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And so what are we saying? We are the mortality of the ambassador, he'll be present with the Lord. We, when our temporary mortal service is completed, when our temporary, and that is your service and my service is temporary, when that is completed, we are assured of a mansion in keeping with the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know about you. I'm glad to be an ambassador for Christ. I praise God that I'm His and He's mine. And listen, that position in Christ is a eternal in nature, heavenly in spirit, and we'll be present with the Lord. And some glad day we'll take wings and fly away, and we'll look back at the trials of this life. And hey, I'm saying nothing's to be compared with the glory that will be revealed when we see Him. So we're to keep in touch with home. Keep in touch with home. Jesus is coming, and we represent Him. I want to be a good representative of the Lord Jesus. I have people from time to time, they'll say to me, you're a preacher, aren't you? I said, how do you know that? I asked my wife, I quit asking her this. Highway patrolman followed me off the interstate up into the gas station, and he got out of his car and came in where I was. I was going to get me a drink, and he said, where you been? I was over around Lodi, Florida. I said, I was over in Lodi. He said, where are you going? I thought, dear God, he's writing a book. But he had on a uniform. I felt led of God to answer his questions. And so I said, well, I'm headed home. He said, where's home? I said, Sevierville, Tennessee. He said, what you going to do? I said, well, I'm a preacher. He said, I knew you was a preacher. I don't know how he did it. I asked her, I said, why do you think he thought I was a preacher? She said, it could have been that hungry look. I said, Baptists are famous to be free meal Baptists, you know. Hey, I'm saying tonight, now then we are, not tomorrow, not yesterday, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. May God help us not to get our stakes down too deep here and be recognized that we can be checking out before morning. But until He comes, until He calls us out, may God help us to be faithful to the task, faithful in the fight, and faithful to the finish. Amen? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. And so the devil said, man, you're not important. You are important to God. And our ministry lives on. Amen? Would you bow with us in prayer? Our Father, I pray that you would help us tonight to become sober-minded and realizing just who we serve and the position you've left us in. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you might help us always to be mindful that this is God's Word. And it's a privilege to be a co-laborer with Him. And help our motives to be right, our message to be pure, and help our manners to be right. And may we conduct ourselves as an ambassador of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in His name we pray. I wonder tonight, maybe if God has tugged at your heart. I know what it is to become discouraged and get to the place to where you're somewhat defeated in your life. Things doesn't go in just like you'd hope they'd go. But God's on the throne, and God knows. God knows. He knows our need. And so we'll let our pianist come tonight and play an invitation song. And if God's spoken to your heart through Brother King's message or some of the thoughts that we've shared tonight about being a good ambassador, may you let God have His will in His way. Would you stand with us? Father, finish the message, make the application, do what I cannot. Help us to be good ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. For in His name we pray, amen and amen.